Chapter 2. Meeting in the Rain. Mrs. Dashwood was happy to tell John and Fanny that she and her daughters would soon leave Norland and go to live in Devon. Edward looked surprised, and Mrs. Dashwood explained that they only had a cottage, but there was room for visitors. She invited everyone to visit, but spoke in an especially warm way to Edward. Mrs. Dashwood took Eleanor's advice to save money by keeping only 3 servants, who went ahead to Devon to prepare the cottage. When Mrs. Dashwood and the girls were ready to leave, they all felt sad.
"Dear, dear Norland, I will miss you so much," cried Marianne.
The journey was long, but finally, the carriage reached the green hills of Barton, and they began to feel better. It was September, the weather was good, and everyone tried to look happy. The next morning, Sir John Middleton visited. He was a friendly man who seemed extremely pleased to meet them and said that they must come to dinner as often as possible. Sir John's large home, Barton Park, was very near. Sir John loved to have visitors, and Lady Middleton, his wife, liked to show her home to others. When Mrs. Dashwood and her daughters went there for dinner, Sir John welcomed them warmly. Also, there were Lady Middleton's mother, Mrs. Jennings, a fat and friendly woman who loved to joke, and Colonel Brandon, a friend of Sir John's. He was a single gentleman of around 35 years old, quiet but nice-looking. Sir John and Mrs. Jennings talked and laughed a lot during dinner, especially about the future of the 2 single young ladies, Eleanor and Marianne, in Devon. After dinner, Marianne, who was good at music, was asked to play the piano. Sir John said that she played well, but then continued talking loudly. Lady Middleton kept telling him to be quiet, while only Colonel Brandon seemed to really listen and enjoy it. Mrs. Jennings's husband had died, and she was a wealthy woman with 2 married daughters. Her biggest interest now was to make sure that other women got married. She had noticed Colonel Brandon's admiration when Marianne played the piano. She and the Middletons went for dinner at Barton Cottage, and he watched Marianne again with admiration. Mrs. Jennings became sure that he and Marianne should be married. She enjoyed joking about this, but Marianne was surprised. She could not imagine marrying a man of his age, while Colonel Brandon did not listen to Mrs. Jennings's words. After the visitors left, Mrs. Dashwood, Eleanor and Marianne talked about Colonel Brandon.
"He said that he had a shoulder ache, which shows he is old," said Marianne.
Eleanor laughed at this, as Colonel Brandon was only 35. After Eleanor left the room, Marianne said to her mother,
"I am worried that Edward Ferrars is ill. We have been here for 2 weeks and he has not come to visit yet. How can Eleanor be so calm? When we left Norland, she did not cry. Even now she does not seem unhappy. How does she control herself?"
During the next 2 weeks, the Dashwoods enjoyed doing things in their house and garden. They felt freer than they had felt at Norland after John and Fanny Dashwood arrived there. There were many lovely places to walk, and on one of their walks in the beautiful countryside, the girls arrived in the Valley of Allenham, where there was a very large house. They heard that it belonged to a wealthy old lady, Mrs. Smith, who never went out because she was too ill. One morning, after 2 days of heavy rain, Marianne decided to go out. There was light rain, but some sunshine, and she walked up a hill to see the countryside from the top. But the wind suddenly got stronger. Marianne ran into the wind laughing. Soon, heavy rain began to fall again, and the clouds above were dark. She decided to return home, thinking that she would enjoy running back down the hill. As she ran, Marianne suddenly fell to the ground and hurt her foot. A gentleman, with two dogs running beside him, was going up the hill when the accident happened. He ran to help Marianne, but she could not stand. He picked her up in his arms and carried her down the hill. When they reached the cottage, he took her inside. Eleanor and her mother looked shocked. The man spoke with a kind voice and was extremely handsome. Mrs. Dashwood said, "Thank you," again and again, and asked him to sit down, but he said that he was too wet. He told them that his name was John Willoughby and that he was staying at Allenham. He said that he would visit tomorrow to see how Miss Dashwood was, and then he went out into the rain. Mrs. Dashwood and her daughters were full of admiration for how this gentleman behaved and looked. Marianne thought that everything about Willoughby was interesting. He was like someone from one of her favourite stories. As she thought about him, the pain in her foot seemed to disappear. Later, the weather got better, and Sir John visited. When he heard about Marianne's accident, he said, "Is Willoughby in the area? I will invite him to dinner."
"What kind of person is he?" asked Mrs. Dashwood.
"He rides a horse well, and he has dogs," replied Sir John.
"And why is he at Allenham?" asked Eleanor. Sir John told them that Willoughby came to visit the old lady Mrs. Smith, his cousin, and he would inherit her property when she died.
"He is a good man to marry," said Sir John.
The next morning, Willoughby visited the cottage and was warmly welcomed. At first, Marianne and Willoughby felt shy, but they soon relaxed. When he said that he loved music and dancing, she told him that she did too. They quickly discovered that they enjoyed the same writers and the same books, and the conversation continued like this for some time. Willoughby came again the next day and the next. They talked, they read, and they sang together. Marianne could not go out because of her foot, but this did not seem a problem to her now. Eleanor knew that Marianne's heart was with Willoughby.